Today we continue in John chapter 17, verses 20 and 21. My prayer is not for them alone, but I pray also for those who will believe in me through their message, that they all may be one, the Father, just as you and I are in me and I am in you, that they also may be in us, that the world may believe that you have sent me.
Glorious Father, the Word of Life has made it very clear in these verses what He wanted for believers. Jesus wanted us to have that oneness that He shares with the Father and the Holy Spirit. Father, forgive us for we have fallen so short of what You have wanted us to be. Not only have we put up boundaries of doctrinal differences, but in doing so we have failed to show the unity in You to the world that would bring them to You. Father, I pray for the revival, for the outpouring of Your Holy Spirit, and for that unity of believers that will save this lost world. Amen.
Do you understand what Jesus was asking the Father for in the verses above? Today, think about it. My prayer is not for them alone. I pray also for those who will believe in me through their message, that all of them may be one. Are you one, my friend, with your Christian brothers today? Because you can't have a personal revival if you have something against your brother. The scripture says, you come to the altar and your brother has something against you, go and make it right.
Today's action. Today, reach across the boundaries of doctrinal differences and pray for the revival in the whole body of Christ. Today's treasure can be found in the book of Romans, chapter 1, verse 15. So as much as is in me, I am ready to preach the gospel to you who are in Rome also, for I am not ashamed of the gospel of Christ, for it is the power of God to salvation for everyone who believes, for the Jew first and also for the Greek.
Sad, but one of the things I've seen in this time of our church is this great division. All the different doctrines, all the different ways. Jesus wanted us to be one. And what is the saddest thing to me is what He said. That the world may believe that You have sent me. That was the purpose of us being one. That the world could see a difference, that whether you're black, white, yellow, no matter what race you are, if you were a Christian, you were one with your brother. You were not a Baptist, an Assemblies, a Methodist, an Episcopalian. You were a Christian brother. That's what Jesus wanted, us to be one so that the world would know that we came from Him. Look at the world around you, my friend. Who's winning today? Us? The darkness.